Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hey, quick note before we get a call. Fulton Dale, Alabama. Jeff in Fulton Dale, who is a regular participant. He will tweet the show from time to time down in the Birmingham area. If you know the news overnight, Fulton Dale got hit by a tornado. There's one confirmed death, and there's a lot of damage where Jeff's from, Fulton Dale, Alabama. Jeff, I don't know if you're possibly monitoring the show right now or not. If you are, let us know how you're doing. You probably got busier things on your mind, but if for some reason you're monitoring, let us know how you're doing and give us an estimate on what's going on. Are you safe? Is your house safe? Because if you look in the news, folks, just if you're on Twitter, just search Fulton Dale, Alabama, you're going to see it. It's all over the Weather Channel, too. It's all over the news. So prayers for everybody down there in the Fulton Dale, Birmingham area, what happened overnight with the tornado. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Break out the Crocs and the wife beater and maybe even that Gator. Moisture Kings, we're going 66 on Rocky Top today. Y'all warming up?
Yeah, but then tomorrow it's going to drop on us down.
Yeah. Well, your Florida listeners are laughing at us calling that warm, but we'll take it, right?
Hey, speaking of that, my oldest son, Billy, and his girlfriend and some friends, they were up in your area. They were in Gatlinburg over the weekend.
They get him some Indian moccasins, some saltwater taffy.
I asked, he walked in yesterday, looked kind of all partied out, too, and I said, how did it go? And he goes, okay. So I don't know how Dollywood treated him.
Bill, it's exploded over there. You've got your stories about the cockroach motel and everything. Hell, Jimmy Buffett owns half a Pigeon Forge now. Paula Deen, they've gone mega big time over there now, Bill. The small guys are gone.
So Jimmy Buffett, I did not know that. Jimmy Buffett's invested in a bunch of those properties?
Yeah, they got a thing over here called the Island. It's like about like Dollywood without the admission fee. And Paula Deen, Jimmy Buffett, they're all in there. He's got a hotel and a bar. He's got another one up in Gatlinburg. It's crazy. Hey,
Buffett,
those people down there.
He used to live down the street from me in Wilco.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yep. Anyways, go ahead.
Hey, Bill, thinking about those people in Alabama, you know, they get some wicked tornadoes down there. I mean, usually going in when the weather starts, spring shows up, I guess those fronts come through.
Yeah.
Tuscaloosa got it pretty bad a few years back, didn't they?
Oh, it was awful. Remember the long snapper from Alabama who's from Murfreesboro? He and his girlfriend were in a closet and hiding, you know, to be safe, and they got carried across some fields. She got killed. It was awful.
And, of course, let's don't forget downtown Nashville and Mount Juliet. It's not just Alabama.
East Nashville all the way to Cookeville, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bill, I wanted to kind of go with the latest on this coaching search here and maybe defend myself a little bit.
Yes.
First off, Bill, I've been kind of flirting with this for a long time. If Tennessee and Danny White trot out Tony Elliott, I'm officially entering the fan transfer portal and I'm going hotty toddy.
You've already done that. That's not new.
I mean, I'm officially going. If they trot Tony Elliott out there, I'm in the fan transfer portal, and I'm going hotty toddy.
Yeah, you're also but some of your allegiance has got to go over to Liberty too now, right? You can split your time there.
Hey, Bill, I am hearing Tony Elliott's a slight leader, but what do us fans know? It sounds like it's a pretty tight ship they're running this go-around. Probably only White and a couple of boosters and Randy Boyd and Plowman know. But I'll tell you what, Bill, I just think you look at the shape of Tennessee football, you can't hire another dude with no head coaching experience. Dilley was never a coordinator, got the job. Pruitt had no head coaching experience, even in high school. He'd never been a head coach before. You can't trot out another dude that's never been a head coach.
They may do it.
And Danny White's making what? How much are they paying him? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
$1.8 million.
And you can't figure that out. Now, Bill, here's something that's kind of interesting. You know, the names are out there. Coaching search is kind of fun. Everybody's got an opinion and all that. Can't make everybody happy ever, probably including me. But one of the names, Bill, have you heard about James Franklin surfacing?
There was an article that Aliquippa Bob linked about it. I don't think there's anything to it. I think
you're
it's
not
just
hearing traction, but like I said, once again, it's so quiet. Who really knows what's going on? Bill, that Vandy Rapes case, rape scandal, might as well be as bad as Sandusky. Speaking of Penn State, you know, the Sandusky deal was bad, child pedophilia and all that. But that rape scandal at Peabody is about as bad as it gets. I don't know if you – it's my understanding they had a sexual assault up here at Penn State, too, with Franklin. I mean, that guy's got a lot of baggage. I mean, that's thug life, what you're hiring.
You were muffled there, that last part.
Okay, so if you bring Franklin in, that's thug life.
I don't know. Did you change your phone? Walk.
You there, Bill? Is that better?
That's better. Yes, that's better.
Okay.
Yes.
If you bring Franklin in, you're bringing thug life in.
I mean, well, I don't.
Would take it seriously. I don't think you can hire him. I think he's as bad. I mean, you want to say you can't hire Freeze? How can you hire that guy?
I don't think anything's going on with James Franklin.
To this day, there are rumors that he saw the video, Bill. He's never been, you know, there are a lot of people think he saw that video. He denies it.
Well, I would think that's just good copy. I don't think
I think everybody thinks he's a good coach. I mean, that would be serious. I mean, that would be a big-time move. I mean, that would impress everybody. But you got to – speaking of baggage, I mean, I don't think they'd be snickering at Tennessee anymore if they tried James Franklin out there. And he'd be great recruiting in the mid-state.
I was watching a video yesterday, and I thought of you. I'm going to tell you what it was. I don't know why, but I've been enjoying – you know Jimmy Houston Outdoors, the famous guy, kind of like Bill Dance. You know who I'm talking about,
yeah.
Jimmy Houston?
Yeah.
I'm watching one of his videos yesterday, and he's raising some deer. He's got a big ranch in Oklahoma. Next thing you know, the video goes to the bass boat. They're in the lake fishing. Guess who is with him? And he announces, he goes, "This is like my best friend, and we're out here catching bass together." Thunder Thornton. A Thunder Thornton sighting. I couldn't believe it.
Well, maybe he got his index finger off the ATM machine paying fat for $37,000 a month. Hey, Bill, we had a 150-pound paddlefish caught up over here the other day.
Did you?
that's a United States record. You know what a paddlefish is?
No.
Google it. 150-pound paddlefish. The record, some dude out in Oklahoma caught one. It was 151 pounds. This is about 150.
You can't eat that, can you?
No, with anything that comes out of fresh. So Bill, if it's not tuna or salmon or yellowtail, I don't eat it. But now, hey, one last thing before I get out of your way. I want to defend myself real quick.
Yeah, okay.
You remember that fan back there in the old Oak Panel study days, the closet fan?
I do.
You know, I listened to that guy growing up. He was a pretty jaded guy. And, you know, as I just sat around and watched the sausage get made with Tennessee over the years, it's hard not to be that guy. I mean, it's a backwards place. It's a women's basketball school that's not even getting women's basketball anymore. Majors couldn't beat Alabama. Fatmer couldn't beat Florida. These latest guys can't beat anybody. It's hard not to be jaded. I remember when Bruce Pearl got to town, Bill. Yeah. Mickey Dearstone, who's a great guy, a casual friend of mine, used to do a really entertaining kind of a silly morning show over here on radio.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Bill, for a week, hell, I think it was a month, they had a debate, how can you pay Bruce Pearl more than Pat Summitt? Is there any more backwards place in America that would have that kind of a discussion? How can you pay Bruce Pearl more than Pat Summitt?
The closet.
The mentality of people over here. It's the most backwards, medium-sized city in America. These people are a bunch of morons. They're too stupid to hire Kiffin. They can't tie their shoes. They can't get out of their own way. And you expect me to call in and defend it? Hell, I can't defend that. Fatmer, $37,000 a month. He's run Tennessee football twice.
You got it.
All right, Bill, fire up the gator. 66 degrees. See you.
See ya. Oh, yeah, Jeff down in Fultondale. We hope you're doing okay. Again, I'm not sure you're able to monitor the show this morning. Coach's Hot Seat says, Bill, it's a little early for skiing in Tahoe. It's, what, 6:13 there. Says the ski lifts do open up about 9 a.m. He says there's going to be a lot of snow on the way next few days. And it is a little chilly. It's 16 degrees, but he'll probably be out there skiing sometime today. Oh, Josh says, Bill, this is account number three. I embellished the story, I know. Golden Domer. Bill, when I watch Nate Oates' teams, it reminds me of old-school Rick Pitino's teams. Chuck the three and play pressure defense. That was before he says Pitino lost his mind. Pitino was on Dan Dockich's show. That's on Sirius XM on Saturday mornings. And I wasn't listening, but there were links to it. And he asked him about regrets. He regrets leaving Kentucky, he said. But he said he also regrets leaving Providence back in the day. Remember, he had that Final Four team led by Billy Donovan. And that team knocked out a really good Alabama team on the way to the Final Four. A very good Wimps Anderson team back in the day. That would have been what, somewhere in the 80s. That was that like 87, 88, something like that, Providence. That was Ricky P and Billy Donovan, man. Pretty good. Jeff in the Borough. Welcome in.
How's it going to be? I don't know if I can follow Cosby or not, but I'm going to try to. I don't know if I can follow that or not. But no, that's 87, man, when he did that. 87.
Was that 87? Okay. And they had the transfer from Indiana. Delray Brooks was the two guard for Billy Donovan. That was a really good team. And they like those Kentucky teams of the early 90s, boy, they chucked those threes, didn't they?
They didn't have any inside people like Alabama don't have. So you got to guard the 3-point line. That's what you got to do tonight. If they might have any chance, they got to guard. If they don't, they won't win. If they do, they have a chance. So that's all I can say about that. But, that's all I can say. LSU zoned us to death on Saturday. We made shots for once. So that's all I can say about the game Saturday. And we played decent defense. Thomas didn't do much with that. Watford kid was real good, 26 and 10. I think he had 11 rebounds, whatever he had. So he was a pretty good ball player. But Thomas was a pretty good ball player, too. We kind of shut him down, so didn't do too much. But you see, we got our first recruit in the 2022 class, Bill.
In football?
In football, yeah. Caldwell, this kid from Michigan, about 6'3", 180. He's a defensive back wide receiver.
There's a class of 22 quarterback over there in Rex Chapman country that everybody likes.
Yeah, so I hope we can get him. So, but that's the first one for this coming up class. But so, Bill, have you got Summit's football schedule next year yet? Is it out?
It's brutal because they're going up to six. So it's Ravenwood, it's Brentwood, it's Indy, it's Franklin, it's way rougher.
Well, Franklin lost their quarterback, though, so they got to.
Well, Franklin lost their coach.
Yeah, well, Franklin lost their coach too.
Hey, by the way, did Franklin ever name a replacement for Donnie Webb? I haven't seen.
I know Blackman lost their coach too, so he went to Mount Pleasant.
So, anyways, yes.
So Blackman lost their coach, went to Mount Pleasant, but no, it's a small thing, Bill. I see where PJ Flex not interested. So everybody wanted him up there, so. So he's not interested in Tennessee.
I saw a link to that too.
I don't know who they're gonna get, but maybe Motlow State's got a coach they can have. But they have football, or Motlow State have football.
I know they've got baseball.
They got baseball and basketball, so maybe they can get one of their baseball coaches come to coach. I told you back in the day, Bill. Back in the day, they had the basketball coach football team. Back in the day, when Rupp coached, they said go over and coach that basketball team for a while, and then you come and have spring practice in the spring. So. That's what they did back in the day until they got tired of getting their heads beat in. They found hired full-time basketball coaches to compete with Kentucky. That's the way it was back in the day. Kentucky beat everybody's butt. So, that's the way it goes. So, hang in there, Bill, with grip. Hang in there.
All right. See ya. Plenty Good on Twitter. That's the name. Plenty Good says, Bill, the Vols need a black hat gunslinger like Hugh Freeze. White, meaning Danny White, needs to go full riverboat gambler on Rocky Top. John, Bill, that was a great call from Warner Robins late last hour. Never thought about the portal hurting JUCO players. I hope his son does well. And Northeast is in Boonville, halfway between Corinth and Tupelo. Yeah, Northwest Mississippi is the one I'm more familiar with. Bobby Ray Franklin, my friend. He's not coaching there. He retired a while back. But they had some incredible teams in the early 90s. Went down and actually did a TV feature on him. Yeah, went down there. Had a good time. Yes, I did go. I did. I saw Roy Adams when I was down there. Yes. Josh, Bill, is there a picture of Cosby Cattleman? Slava, too. Those guys remain anonymous. No pictures. No, no, no. They don't want. They like their mystique the way it is. Now, if you want to look around, there's some pictures of the Cosby Cattleman. I think he lost a bet or something. He's standing on Kingston Pike with some kind of sign. I don't remember what it was, but you can find a picture of him. I know that. We need to take a break. If he's on time, Griff will be next. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still a little bit busy coming down 65 passing Trinity Lane from our earlier crash we had. Some of this fog trying to burn off. It's looking a little bit better coming down Vietnam Vets through that section of Hendersonville. Traffic still not too bad from the south there on 65 up through Williamson County, up through Brentwood and Franklin. Just watch your speed. Hey, you never know when you might need them. Free at last bail bonds serving Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford counties. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
More time at home means more laundry at home and more wear and tear on old appliances. But it's the perfect time for a trip to the Home Depot or HomeDepot.com. Right now, save on a Samsung top or front load laundry pair. Your choice. Just $6.98 each. Save up to $600 on the pair. So wash, dry, and save big on select Samsung laundry appliances. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Gas, dryer, extra valve through January 27th.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR sky scan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 64. Partly cloudy tonight, low 37. Partly sunny with a chance of showers tomorrow, high 46. Chance of showers and mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 27. Utilizing the resource of the Weather Bug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King. Fire!
Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation, checks in with us on Tuesdays. Griff, when you were on Rocky Top, how many football coaching searches were you part of reporting on?
Three.
That would have been Kiffin, Dooley, Jones?
No, Kiffin, Dooley, Pruitt. I was covering Michigan State when Butch Jones got hired.
That's right.
Butch Jones was a terrible hire on the front end because his staff was – he brought a Cincinnati staff that I didn't think was equipped. And then, when I moved back to Tennessee,
I covered the 2016 season. They were in the top 10. They beat Florida, Georgia, Virginia Tech in those opening weeks, and then they just got waylaid in a double overtime game at Texas A&M, battle of top 10 teams. A lot of injuries. I think they lost like four or five defensive linemen, and then the Jalen Hurts stuff happened, and then Kamara went for like 312 yards, got all those touches everybody wanted, and then he got injured, and they could play for 2.5 games because he couldn't handle all those touches back then. He wasn't the Alvin Kamara then that he is now, obviously. And when he came back, he was kind of not all there. You know, that Vanderbilt game where he ran out of bounds in front of the first down markers. I guess the play I remember was like, oh, my God, they're going to lose to Vanderbilt. Alvin just ran out of bounds in front of the first down marker. What just happened here? And then they missed a field goal and didn't make the Sugar Bowl. And Butch Jones didn't get the 2-year, $10 million contract extension. And he got fired the next year. And then there was the Jeremy Pruitt search. And Philip was conducting that. The 2,200 pages reveal on all the text messages and, you know, the PR department saying, make sure you tell Chris Lowe first before you tell anybody else on this information. You know, the smiley face from Dan Wolken to John Curry, all that rigmarole. That was pretty fascinating times.
Oh, I bet. What is your thinking on, and there's a big battle, you know, on Twitter, between Tennessee's got to get an established guy, which I don't know they can get, versus an assistant coach. Where do you stand there?
I'll stand the same place I stood 3 years ago when, you know, me and Casey Clawson talked about it. You know, back when we were saying the one thing that kids come for is coaches. Right, everybody's got facilities now. Everybody's going to brag on tradition. Everybody's going to brag on their fans and all that other stuff. The difference is the head coach. And Texas A&M went out and spent $70 million over 10 years for Jimbo Fisher and almost made the playoff last year. And Tennessee went out and interviewed guys that weren't hot candidates and spent $3.5 million a year. And, you know, now they got problems. So let's see if they learn their lesson.
Under the circumstances, though, and I know you consider Tennessee a really good job, but under the current circumstances, can they attract a name?
With enough money. It's simple. You got to open the pocketbook. You know, Alabama wasn't a great job at the time that Nick Saban took it. They've been through a lot of problems. There's a lot of mediocrity there. A lot of pressure, a lot of mediocrity. Facilities need to be upgraded. And Alabama finally said, look, what's it going to take? Blank check. What's it going to take, Jimmy Sexton? We're going to write a blank check. Go to Jimmy Sexton, who's a UT guy, and say, all right, who's the best guy you can get me and how much money we got to spend? It's really simple. And be willing to spend it. You know, if you think you're going to get another bargain bin guy, it ain't going to happen. All right, it's not going to be a difference maker. You got to get a difference maker. You don't have a difference maker. Jeremy may be a good X's and O's guy, but he's not a difference maker. Players like, who the heck is Jeremy Pruitt? I don't know who that is. You know, I mean, you got to hire difference maker coaches. And, you know, Tony Elliott, who's that? Oh, he's got this playbook. Yeah, where was that playbook at against Ohio State? Looks to me like you had Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, and Rodgers out there. I didn't see enough plays out of that playbook then. You know, the guy that, a couple guys that impressed me with strong character, personality, Luke Fickell, right? This is a guy that's been around. I'll tell you, if you're in this guy's presence, he'll step on you. I mean, this guy will kick your ass. That's what – I don't know if he would take the job, but I was impressed with that guy. And coming from, you know, what he did at Cincinnati and what he almost did against Georgia. Let me tell you, those guys played with an edge, man. But, you know, bigger name guys than that, I don't know if you can get a bigger name guy. I don't know what big guys – you know, would Brian Kelly leave Notre Dame? I don't think so. You know, so that's kind of part of the problem is there's not a marquee name out there that looks – you know, Chip Kelly was once a marquee name. Now you go, oh, my gosh, they want to hire Chip Kelly, right? You know, so I think Luke Fickell would be the guy. I'd open up the checkbook and I'd pay that guy. How much you need? $5-6 million? We're a mess. Hire that guy. They will pay you whatever you need, coach. And come to – you know, we'll give you 5-year guarantee, you know – $6 million a year because it's going to take you – if you had to pay $1.8 million for an athletic director, you know, twice what Georgia pays for theirs, Georgia just hired a guy for $700,000. Tennessee's playing $1.8 million, all right? So that tells you a little something about the situation in Knoxville. You're going to pay a little bit more.
Now, just for the record, Tony Elliott was not part of the Ohio State game. Remember, he had to sit out with COVID, so he wasn't available for that game.
But it's not Dabo. You're not getting Dabo Sweeney.
Right.
You're not getting Dabo. Have we not learned our lesson yet? When you hire Nick Saban assistants, you aren't getting Nick Saban. All right? You need a guy that's been a head coach and that's done it. Not because the critics say, not because the media say, because the players know. You know, you're trying to sell hope. Listen, you need to sell results. You need a coach that's produced results at Tennessee. If you want to keep hiring guys that have something to prove and, oh, be a part of our plan, be a part of our vision. Yeah, how's that? It doesn't work. You know, one of the reasons why Rick Barnes has worked at Tennessee is because Rick Barnes worked at Texas. Now, you can say what you want about him not getting past Sweet 16 and, you know, all the money he makes and, you know, wanting to leave the school and all that. But listen, bottom line is Rick Barnes is a solid, bona fide, big-time coach. You're paying for him. You're paying a lot for him. Is he the third highest-paid coach in basketball? You know, maybe he doesn't get past the Sweet 16, but he's relevant. He makes Tennessee relevant. They're ranked. You know what you're going to get. Right? You got to pay for that. It's no different in football. Tennessee ought to know that. My goodness. I mean, you got to pay for it. You get what you pay for. Texas A&M hired Jimbo Fisher. Tennessee hired Jeremy Pruitt. Learn your lesson from that.
You've seen anything weirder than that Tennessee press conference?
Unless we're talking about other Tennessee press conferences. You know, I mean, I give you top 10 Tennessee press. I mean, Jimmy Cheek saying Bruce Pearl's going to be our guy and rolling over on him, you know, 2 months later. I mean, I've seen some crazy stuff, you know, the whole Lane Kiffin. So I've seen some crazy stuff happen at Tennessee. It's, you know, what can you say? It's a dynamic environment for sure. And you need no-nonsense people taking charge of it is what you need.
You were there the night that Kiffin was leaving, and there was a fight between the SID, Bud Ford, and the media was fighting each other about access, and Kiffin was going to give you a prepared statement. Well, you were there, though, right?
But, Bill, that happened at Tennessee every other week. It just didn't matter that there was a coach being – I mean, seriously, it was that's how it was. I mean, you know, that's just how it was there. You know, there's a large media contingent there, and you know, the public relations is, you know, had you know a lot of ups and downs over the years. You know, they got some really good and some really bad, and, you know, some in between. But it's the bottom line is fans of Tennessee are passionate. Knoxville is a tough sports town. People want to win. They're competitive. They want to win and everything. And you know, when they don't win, you know, people go ballistic, right? You got everybody's got opinions there. You got, you know, 100 talk shows with, you know, some really talented people that every now and then you hear from in Nashville, and then you got some guys that do it out of their basement. You know, I mean, you got the whole spectrum there. But you got the best of the best, and some guys you just wonder how this guy got credentialed. I mean, it's all over the map there. I focus on the best. I mean, because I'm going to tell you, I've got a lot of good friends that do a great job there, but their jobs are made more difficult by the people who don't do a good job there. And then you get released to the lunatic French. I heard this and I heard that. Well, where did you hear it? Because the people that know what they're talking about ain't saying it. Oh, yeah, but I listened to this one guy. Huh. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, anyway, it's fascinating. It's interesting. Keeps the offseason moving.
Griff, you're going to know this better because you're in it every day. But Knoxville, a decent-sized college town, obviously. But Tennessee, as far as coverage, whether it's the newspaper, whether it's internet sites, whether it's subscriber sites, Tennessee has an enormous amount of media, considering the size of the city, that covers it, correct? Which is disproportionate from other jobs.
But it's a major league sports town, right? You compare with Omaha, Nebraska, even though Nebraska's in Lincoln, because you don't have professional sports over there. You know, the Tennessee Titans are still, you know, kind of trying to sink in over there. They had so many horrible personalities committing crimes and stuff that a lot of people in East Tennessee didn't exactly embrace them. Remember those Pac-Man? Remember some of the stuff that was happening with the Titans, some of the bad character guys they had? That was, you know, and then they put the name they put the name Tennessee on instead of Nashville. There are people saying we don't want her to be the Tennessee Titans. They don't represent the state. Call them the Nashville Titans if they're going to keep getting these kind of criminals on their team. So, you know, and Predators have caught on. You know, they've got a huge following, obviously, but that's kind of a tough drive from Knoxville. So you've got a pretty big metropolitan area that's all in on college sports, whereas in a lot of other states and towns, there's some fragmentation because there's pro sports. And so people kind of split their loyalties up, and it's not as intense of a following. What makes Tennessee so fascinating and popular is it's all Tennessee. I mean, it's all Tennessee, you know. And, you know, they have a little bit of interest in these pros, but that takes generations, right? It's not like the Midwest, where Michigan State and Michigan fans have the Lions, the Red Wings, the Pistons, and the Tigers, right? Or Ohio State fans have the Browns and the Bengals and you know, the Reds and the Indians and, you know, the Cavaliers and all that. You got Tennessee. And Alabama's kind of like that, too.
Griff, always good, sir. We'll see you next week.
All right, appreciate it, Bill.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's something that I don't think gets talked about a lot. Tennessee, meaning University of Tennessee, in Knoxville, which is 3 hours east of Nashville, Middle Tennessee, has a really big media following up there, which is not proportionate to the way you would think. If you're a fan of Ohio State listening here, you're a fan of Oklahoma listening here, you're a fan of Texas listening right now, you probably think of Knoxville and you think, yeah, they've got coverage up there, and you know, the websites and the newspaper and the TV stations, all of that. But it is a big, huge media throng that's up there reporting on Tennessee. And I know what you're going to say, Bill, they're not even very good in football. That's true. It's a huge media contingent that covers Tennessee when you include all the websites and all the bloggers and all the, again, radio, TV, newspaper. It's a big group. Much bigger than you would think if you haven't been to Knoxville and you're just stereotyping it as a college town, but they're not going to have a whole bunch of people in there covering. It is a zoo there. An absolute freaking jungle up there. There are shows on various radio stations around the clock, and the main topic is Tennessee. Now, they'll venture off and do whatever, Super Bowl, pro games on a Sunday, but the main thesis, each one of them, would be the Vols. Even when the football program hadn't done anything in quite some time. Doesn't matter. And there's constant controversy, which gets magnified by all of this. It's an interesting item. People don't realize. It's not the way you think it is up there. It is a big zoo. Bama Mark, Bill, ask Griff if Tennessee has the history of Bear. Come on, Griff. Well, Griff was saying that Alabama went through their share of turbulent times, which they did. But no. Now the Vols have the General. The General's a huge name. He is not Bear Bryant, but he's a big name. But yes, you're right. The Bears more widely known, much more widely known than the General. The General's known among Tennessee fans, and I'd say football historians obviously are gonna be brushed up on the General, but there's nothing like the brand which says the Bear. Right? I mean, all you got to do is say the Bear. That's all you need. You don't have to describe it anymore. Just looked up on one of the monitors. I keep one of them on Bloomberg because I like the way they set up the different tickers there. And the S&P is up about 8-ish right now. That's what I mainly look at. The VIX is down, which is positive. Yeah, down VIX is positive right now. Jeff sends a picture, and it's Kiffin and Peyton Manning. This is back in the day. This was, I guess, 09-ish. Julia down in Atlanta. Bill, What about Tubbs for Tennessee? He's making a fool out of himself in Washington. I love me some Tubbs. Get him, Tugs. Sick him. Love me some Tubbs. Tubbs not going to back down. Karen says, Bill, I'm pretty sure that Armageddon is Sling Blade. Here's the 1996 official trailer with Billy Bob Thornton. No, actually, Steve from Lexington, who hasn't called this show in many years, is Sling Blade. Josh named him that back in the day. No, he doesn't. Steve does not call this show. I think he tunes in. He's more tuning in, I think, to Rocky Top. All those shows we were just talking about, I think that's what he probably streams during the day. Bama Mark says, Bill, here's some pictures from Fultondale, close to 65. Yeah, they got wrecked down there, unfortunately. Prayers for everybody down there, Fultondale, Birmingham area. And Jeff from Fultondale, again, I'm pretty sure you're probably not monitoring the show right now. But if you are, let us know how you're doing. Yeah, let us know. The Lake says, good morning, guys. Coincidentally, I was awaiting my delivery earlier. You were discussing Trent replacing his Traeger because I had mine for 5 years and got tired of pretending. Can't wait to fire this bad boy up, and it is the RecTech RT590. Good man there. Absolutely the way to go. Yeah, let me just, I just retweeted that. There you go. Mr. Lake from, oh, by the way, Lake Martin, Alabama. Yeah, I was, oh, you know what, Charlie? I'm still confused. Today is Tuesday. Hour number three, we don't fire off the alarm, right? Okay. Well, I mean, no, I'm good. I was just, I was getting a little confused from hour one to hour two, but no worries, no worries. All right, we'll take the break right here. Come right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's looking a little bit better now on 65 southbound down through Madison, making your way down to Trinity Lane from an earlier accident. Wrapping up a crash, Chadwell Drive there at Saunders. That's over in the Madison area also. Traffic's been in pretty good shape for the most part, despite the fog coming up through Williamson County on 65 northbound. Hey, you never know when you might need them. I'm talking about Free At Last Bell Buys, serving Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford counties. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Have you downloaded the FanDuel Sportsbook app yet? Now'd be a good time if you haven't. The Big Game, that's right, the 55th edition of the Big Game, Super Bowl. And you can get exclusive 55-1 odds on FanDuel. That's right. If you've never tried FanDuel before, new users can bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when Kansas City plays Tampa Bay. That's right. You can bet 5 and win 275 if you pick the winner of the Big Game on Feb the 7th. People have been betting on FanDuel all season long. It's very easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet, and live betting. Folks are loving the live betting. Easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. Just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use the promo code BKING to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BKING. Got to be 21 or older. Present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling, 800-889-9789. All right, you folks out there, Johnny Vegas, you folks out there, Rob in the 210, you seasoned veterans, I'm going to do the 55-1 on the Super Bowl. What should I do? You have advice for me there. Yeah. Do you have any advice for me? I'm doing that. I'm going in on that one. They're all good. No. All the promotions are excellent. That one sounds like it's got me waiting on it. Speaking of Johnny Vegas, Bill, Chip Kelly's UCLA team will be bet on next year, meaning he thinks they're going to be a popular team to bet. They were you could see. Once UCLA got going a little bit, you could see that team improving. Now, does that mean we're about to see the next step this season coming up? Sometimes it's a big tease, like Jeremy Pruitt at the end of year number 2. That was a big tease. It was not a predictor of the future. It was a lie about the future, right? Gary Joe Collins, Bill. Speaking of Knoxville media and all that, he says, Bill, it's kind of the same way back up I-75 in Lexington, Kentucky. He says, it's the Coyotes and not much else. I'm not saying Lexington equals Knoxville, but UT fans seem more rapid than Kentucky fans. Well, it depends on the sport. Not basketball, obviously, but that's something that I don't think I've reiterated enough. Knoxville, for being a depending on if you live in Atlanta, you think Knoxville's the size of a thimble, right? Knoxville's a decent-sized, pretty good-sized college town. It's not just a little old one-horse town, right? And you got just up the road a little bit, Gatlinburg and the mountains and all kinds of things you could do up there. But the media coverage on one school and one program is very excessive. Now, I'm not using excessive as negative. I'm just saying it's way more than you think. It's a big old media throng that converges on them, and all hell broke loose. Jeff Chu says, Bill, I'm keeping all those people affected by the tornado last night in Fultondale and across North Alabama in my deepest thoughts. They've rebuilt before, and I know that they'll have the strength to rebuild it again. Yeah, Jeff in Fultondale, if there's any way you can let us know how you're doing, that'd be fantastic. But I can understand if you can't right now. Just hope you're okay, sir. Allen in Tampa, Bill, put $20 on that for me. Yeah, you get 55-1. Yeah, I mean, there's no way you pass that up, right? $5 wins you $275 on FanDuel. $5. Heck, I lose more than that. Yesterday, I was up on my Tiger options significantly, okay? Several zeros. Got in the car and had to run some errands for about an hour and didn't check my phone. And by the time I checked my phone, I'm sitting in a parking lot. Let me pull this up, see how I'm doing. I'm down. That was yesterday. Now, overall, I'm up. No, I'm up pretty good on those Tiger options, but I was up even more, big time, yesterday morning at about, what time was it? 11-ish? I looked at it, and it was red. That's why. Got to be able to play now. No, I'm holding on to those. I think there's a long runway there. I may scale in and scale out some, but no. I'm in it to win it. All right, I see the clock. One more break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning traffic's looking a little bit better now on 65 southbound down through Madison, making your way down to Trinity Lane from an earlier accident. Wrapping up a crash, Chadwell Drive there at Saunders. That's over in the Madison area also. Traffic's been in pretty good shape for the most part, despite the fog coming up through Williamson County on 65 northbound. Hey, you never know when you might need them. I'm talking about Free At Last Bell Buys, serving Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford counties. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room, and whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. This Valentine's Day, give her the gift of relaxation. Mokara Salon and Spa, open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are just weeks away from NASCAR racing in 2021, as well as the Rolex 24-hour event going down this weekend. We've got race cars on the track. Oh, excitement doesn't even begin. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Midge Allmendinger, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And be sure to like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It'll make us feel tingly.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 64. Partly cloudy tonight, low 37. Partly sunny with a chance of showers tomorrow, high 46. Chance of showers and mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 27. utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network and Asheville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Some profit taking here early in the market. We'll see how it settles in. AMC at 509-ish, so up this morning, but this one's one that could really jump. I'm saying could. If the Hooters get their way, if they attack this thing like they did GameStop, then that will be a thing. Tiger down right now. I'm up big in my overall investment, but it's down today again. It's fine. When there is doubt, when there is fear, that's the best time. Johnny Vegas said, oh, no, first, let me read this. Will over in Arkansas, Bill, can you pocket the gain or do you have to keep it in the FanDuel account to continue to bet it? No, I think you can pocket it. It says the max here, max bonus is $275. So I think what that means is, again, $5 gets you $275 if you're a winner. I don't think you can put, for example, $1,000 in there and they owe you 55 to 1. I'm pretty sure that's the case. Now that I read it, no, it's a good question. I was thinking the same thing. But no, if you win it, you can pull it out. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, I took Kansas City -3. Says, I had a winning football season, both in college and the NFL, third time in the last 4 years and seventh time in the last 10. He said, the caveat is I'm not a professional. He said, most of my bets are of the John Daly pizza variety. That's fine. You know what? That means you're under control. That means you're disciplined. Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that at all. Jeff 2. Bill, Knoxville has 186,000 people, third largest city in the state. That's a large city in the South, Bill. For perspective, the population within the city limits of Jackson, Mississippi is only 160,000. Nashville, Davidson County 1, Memphis 2, Knoxville 3, Chattanooga, then Clarksville. If you're listing the population of cities. The borough is number 6. Franklin, my God's country, is number 7 in the state. I like those lists. You always like to see that. Guesting tomorrow on the show, we will have Brett Ciancia, bottom of the first hour. Blake Ruffino will join us. And Berg a little bit later. I do want to get Dave Biddle on. I want to talk some Buckeye football. But Dave Biddle. Somewhere this week, Josh and Buckeyes. Rob in the 210. M. Roos. Lake Norman Buckeye. Buckeye Brenda. And I'm Rod in Texas. I'm going to leave a bunch of you out. When you start a list, you leave people out. But I got a few of you in there. Somewhere I'm going to have Biddle this week, I think. I don't know where yet. But you know me, I'll promote it, so you won't have to miss it. Biddle's very, very good. He is the catch equivalent for the Buckeyes. Jeff Ketchum with Texas. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter, S&P's hanging on now, up about 4 points. Flirting with some red this morning. We'll see how it transpires. S&P up. VIX was down earlier when I looked at it. Pay attention. I didn't check GameStop after the run that they had. Let's see if they're still on the attack. 89.91. 91 and change right now for GameStop. Another one I like is Fubo. Just think of football, except F-U-B-O. It's another one I like. But again, some of these are really green. Do it on a pullback. If you're going to chase something on the run-up, which is not necessarily the way to do it, go in really small. That way you can average down when there is a dip. You're better off waiting on the dip, but some people just can't do it. I have a problem with FOMO, too. Fear of missing out. I do. But if you're going to chase, then go in so small that when there is a pullback, you're fine. Then you can get the right number. You're better off getting the right number originally, though. At Bill is King. Oh, let me look. Here's another one. Tesla is up about 4 points. Tesla's going to breach 900 soon. It's about 885 right now. But that's happening. And if you are shorting during this, you're an absolute idiot. Lajpak.